and do the curly two-step. Well, we gon' dance all night, y'all, and do the curly two-step. Grab your partner by the hand and do the curly two-step. Well, we gon' dance all night, y'all, and do the curly two-step. The two-step,
gotta do. Down in my heart, oh, I'll prove to you how much I love you.
We're 13 minutes past 10 o'clock. We're in this third segment of Zydeco's Son Pas Aller with JBMC. You're going to be coming in a little while, so stay tuned. Don't you dare go anyplace. I want you to listen to this one right here and how music brought people together from all races to make sure that they produced the sounds and the heart and the feel that they had. Cliff and Rod Bernard. Listen to this one right here. Jolie Blanche.
On my way to Louisiana, how I love the Bible land. And Yvonne, my only one, my Jolie Blanche. Her mom and me could not agree. Mom said no, I had to go. Though I cried, kissed her goodbye, knew I'd return, my heart would yearn. Boy, Yvonne, my only one, my Jolie Blanche.
Jolie Blanche, is he Jolie? Is he Jolie? C'est ma durée. Et ma guidée, mais mon tout seul, quand même, pour bien m'allier. Mais qu'elle n'est pas, mais moi, elle va voir, mais mon tout seul.
Stars above shine with my love, my little girl, my whole wide world. Can't be away on her birthday, she's 5 years old today. Daddy's coming home, my baby, Jolie Blanche.
Jolie Blanche, this is Jolie. This is Jolie, the mighty red. Et ma guide est même en tout seul, quand même pas bien malié. Mais qui n'est pas même en ma voix, même en tout seul.
Now I'm back in Louisiana, how we love the bayou land. My family, my wife and me, and Jolie Blanche.
We'll be right back.
Don't forget what's going to take place over on Dog Hill. Well, not Dog Hill this time. It's going to be at the Lake Charles Civic Center. I'll tell you more about it. Just stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. You're listening to Zydeco Sopasale. JB, your host, since 8 o'clock this morning. Right, it is 21 past 10 o'clock, and you again are listening to Zydeco Sopasale. JB, your host. MC will be coming in probably momentarily, and it's about that time for him to be strolling in, but he'll be here in a little while. Just want to remind you again that there is a big celebration that's taking place this weekend, and it is the celebrating the 100 year of Black Excellence, and that's Holy Rosary Institute Centennial Celebration. And as we speak right now, they're having a dedication ceremony unveiling the historical marker for Holy Rosary and a family picnic on the campus of the historic Holy Rosary Institute. So if you think that you missed something, you still can catch up. You can head on out there on the grounds of Holy Rosary to help celebrate and just get together with some of your friends and schoolmates and classmates that now... You might have to ask them for their names. Of course, they have the name tag. You might be able to remember them. But the faces may be a little different. The size may be a little different. But all you have to do is look at the name tag, and there will be something about them that you will remember. I love to know the number of students that have passed and walked through those doors at Holy Rosary. I would also... I wish that someone would be able to just give us statistics about the success of everyone who have gone through those doors and were educated and all of those and see how successful they have been and what Holy Rosary has contributed to their success. And maybe someone might just do that for us sometimes in the future. Also, I want to let you know that there is a concert that's going to be honoring Carol Fran, and that's all going to be taking place on September the 5th at the Acadiana Center for the Art. So you got a chance to be able to go out there and purchase a ticket if you would like to. And there will be such entertainers as Rue Boogaloo and a special guest, Chubby Carrier. And there will be also the legendary Lil Buck Senegal will be there. Also, and many others, such as David Egan, will also be there, will be entertaining you. So all of this is going to take place on September the 5th. And so that's this coming week. And that's to honor Carol Fran and her contribution in which she made to music, not only here in Lafayette and Louisiana, the state, but throughout the world. And I know she did. And she's a wonderful lady, and she deserves every part of that. And so just come on out, and that's on September the 5th. But before, we have a wonderful and a legendary right here in our studio, in our midst today, who's visiting with us, and it's a rare occasion to have him to come and visit with us. And you will probably, well, let me just introduce him anyway. That's none other than Lynn August. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
And how are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
You look well, sir.
I feel well.
You sound so well.
Oh, yeah. Just this month, I just made 65 years young.
65 yeah. years young. Wow.
And the month coming in tomorrow in September,
mm-hmm.
I'll be marked 55 years in the music business.
55 years?
I started at my first paid job. I was 10 years old.
Wow. Whoa. 10 years old.
Yeah.
And what were you playing? The accordion? Or
no,
what?
Actually, you just mentioned Carol Fran, and I have to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
She really deserves some recognition because she really paid her dues. And Carol took me on the road with her when I was 13 years old. I was a drummer. And I played drums with Carol for a while, and that was my first. Well, actually, I make people laugh about it. My father had a little high school band, you know, where he had high school kids,
mm-hmm.
And I would go with the band, and I tell people my first job in the band was I was a drum wait. In other words, they would put a chair in the front of the bass drum,
yes.
And the drummer didn't have to tie it, so I'd sit on the chair and hold the bass drum.
Well, it's how many instruments have you actually played?
Well, drums, piano, and organ, and you know, the Hammond B3 was my.
Now you're talking a little Greek to me there when you're
Hammond
talking
B3
about the Hammond B3.
It's a Hammond organ, and you know, I used that a lot in the '60s with the big band, you know, the big band days, and accordion. So these are the instruments that I, you know, profess.
Now, how many, also, the question is, how many band or musicians or bands have you played with?
Ooh.
I mean, just to name a few.
Well, of course, a lot of times I had, you know, my own band.
Yes, yes.
But I've played drums with Escurita.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Escurita
back
in the day?
Yes, I remember that.
Escurita
yes.
was instrumental in getting Little Richard from being a stand-up singer to a piano player. And mm-hmm. he was also instrumental from getting me to switch from drums to piano because he told me, he said, you need to be in the front, not in the back. You need to be like Ray Charles.
Yes.
Since you could sing and play, you should be able to, you know, play piano instead of drums. And he encouraged me. And he was one of the finest piano players I ever heard.
Really? Yeah. That's no doubt. But of course, you have played such great sounds, and you still are. You're still playing and making great music.
Right. And, of course, you know, we started our music together, Buckwheat. Buckwheat was playing keyboards and piano at that time, and mm-hmm. I was playing drums, and we worked together in Chuck Cobra's band.
Mm. I remember Chuck Cobra's band. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Well,
I remember that so clearly. Yeah.
Well, I was the drummer.
And let me ask you too. When you played like this, Did you ever get any teaching or anything like that, lessons, and or you just played by, you just learned?
Well, I really learned to play by ear. Mm-hmm. In my late teenage years, I went back, you know, to get my education, both in, you know, educating myself, mm-hmm. and also to you know, get education in music. And there, mm-hmm. there's a school in Winnetka, Illinois, that works with blind people, and they have mm-hmm. over 200 different courses, even, you know, college courses as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I learned to read and write Braille music. And, you know, I wanted to learn about it, mainly to be able to speak well about my, you know, about my profession and so forth. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when I was coming up, my main language was French. And I had a communications problem because when I started school, they didn't want me to speak French, and I couldn't speak English too good, and I couldn't see. So we all
had a problem. We'll be right back with more from Lynn August. Just stay tuned right here on 88.7.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Fights, Christabel and the Johns, and the Pine Leaf Boys. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
Talking about buckwheat, here he comes, Jack Plott. We'll have more conversation with Lynn August. Just stay tuned right here.
You know I've always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you. I can win at bingo, at blackjack, you know how I stand. I can win Texas Hold'em, I even cash in at the Grand. You know I've always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you. You know I've always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you. The time we spend together is more than I planned. I'm blessed with the best, and I know it was a no bad hand. You know I've always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you. You know I've always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you.
But I really hit the jackpot with you. You know I always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you. Listen, with you by my side, hand in hand we'll pull that on. And hear the sweet music of that big old jackpot alone. You know I always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you. You know I always been lucky, but I really hit the jackpot with you.
Buckwheat Zydeco talking about jackpot. When he actually found you and he met you, he said, now this is the jackpot. This is one thing. And you said, Lynn, you said that you and Buckwheat, y'all worked together when he was on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. We were real young, 12 and 13 years old. And I was playing drums and he was playing keyboards.
Wow. And now both of you have gone to be famous in your own right and playing that music.
Well, we both decided to play the music we really was brought up with and the music we really love.
Yeah, and Zydeco is music.
Absolutely.
Where have you actually traveled? What name a few of the areas and
well,
across
of course,
the globe?
You know? Of course, you know, I've played probably every state in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled all over Europe, Africa, Australia, India. You know, we did a lot of travel.
Where was one of the most fascinating countries that you and entertainment that you've done while you in
well,
your travel?
I've been through a lot of real fascinating countries.
Mm-hmm.
One particular was Mauritius, which is just off the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the way that happened, I wasn't supposed to. I was sent to Africa by the U.S. State Department, and I wasn't supposed to go to Mauritius. I was supposed to go to Rwanda, and I was in Uganda, and that's when the genocide started back in 1994. So they had to reroute me, so they sent me to Mauritius. And so I was in Madagascar, and a guy came to my room. He said, "We got a car out there. The U.S. State Department sent us with a car to for you to take you sightseeing, but we don't know where to take a blind person to sightsee." So I said, "Well, you know what I would like to see. I would like to see.
That's a good one.
I would like to go to some of the blind schools, see the blind children, and also any Creole community."
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened when I went to Mauritius, we found out that 28% of the population in Mauritius is Creole, and they you probably could have been just like
yes.
I did. You think I was in downtown Broadbridge or somewhere? You know?
It was bringing you back home.
Bringing me back home, and I asked them if they just a kid, you know.
Yeah.
I asked them. I said, "Who's all getting you boudin?" They said, "Oh yeah, they still cook the blood boudin." You know the
yes, one, you know? and that's one thing you don't do here.
Not here, no.
Not here
of course,
anymore.
The climate is so much different over there.
Well, we still when we had butcher, we always did do that. Regardless of whatever happened.
Oh, that was some really good stuff, man.
When we had the boucherie in this area, we'd be back with more Lynn August, and we got also somebody else with the Happy Hill Band.
you holler out my name. I wanna love you, love you, love you, baby, until the night turns to day.
Want to do is just love you, my dear. That's all I want you to do. Just listen to me sometime, from time to time, and just give me your ear, because I just want to love you. Dwayne Dopsy, one of his brand new CD produced, and he says, "I've been good to you." It's a good sound. What do you think about that, Lynn?
Great, man. It sounds good.
That's the really kind of good sound that you...
Oh, that shovel boy.
What do you call it? The shuffle?
The shuffle.
Oh, man. The shuffle. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know you musicians all have some different names and terminologies. I have to get used to all of this.
Yeah.
Having and listening to all of that stuff. Now, you got something coming up.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm in the studio now, and I'm getting ready today, and tomorrow I'll be mixing my new CD. I had a great time producing this CD. I had a very good friend, an old musician that he and I have been working off and on together for, believe it or not, almost 50 years.
Almost 50 years.
Yeah, Little Buck, and what a professional, a fine musician, a great guy to work with, and we got to work last Sunday. We tracked 10 songs in 6 hours, and
wow.
You know, when you got good professional musicians, man, you can get some work done, and that's what I'm doing right now. It's mixing down, and I hope to master by the mid part of this week, so we could have some CDs out very soon.
I can't wait because I've been wanting to have some sounds and music from you here in the studio.
Well, Jojo Reed and a bunch of guys just said they used to follow me, and we used to meet on the road and everything, and he said it's almost like you disappeared off the face of the earth, and that was kind of true. And the Zydeco lady and a bunch of people, they got me out of retirement. And I also took the advice of my good friend George Foreman, the fighter.
Yes.
I said, you know, if he could make a second comeback, I'm going to try it myself.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And you will be quite successful in your comeback.
Well,
because I hear nothing but good things, and people are asking more and more about your music and said, where is Lynn August? When is he coming out? Where is he playing?
Well, what I've learned, you know, you've asked me about my travels.
Yes.
I used to go to Europe sometimes 3 times a year, and I've always, you know, played abroad, and I never really played much out here. So there even a lot of young people don't know too much of what I do and so forth. And that's why I want to take the opportunity to share my music with my people here.
That's and look, you have the right venue right here on KRVS. we have the ears of people throughout the world.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we are anxious to get your music and all of the musicians that are here today. In fact, now we have a filming crew that's in the studio right now that are taking pictures of all of us. And hopefully, we always welcome folks. We're going to play another selection by Dwayne Dopsy. And then we're going to get the other guys from on the other side, and we'll talk. We'll have a conversation all together, all four or five of us, and talking about the music itself, the Zydeco music. All right, let's go with something by Duane.
Under the moonlight, under the stars, that's where I hear you, baby. I held you in my arms. I wanna tell you, I wanna show you, you're the only one for me. And you better believe it. I wanna see you, I wanna turn you around, I wanna see you go, I wanna see you dance, I wanna see you move, I wanna see you go, I wanna dance with you. Dance your heart away. I wanna see ya, I wanna see you move, I wanna see you dance, I wanna see you groove, I wanna see you start, I wanna see you go, I wanna dance with you.
Love. ain't going nowhere no more.
Vous avez écouté le programme des Haricots et Passalés ce matin avec MC. C'est à peu près 5 minutes avant 11 heures. Avant, là, on prend un petit break pour demander ça y veut dire pour les autres. All right, on a pu continuer avec la musique. Haricots qui, quand il monte ses sons, il n'y a qu'un tibre. Un tibre mauvais, ça va tout le temps, tout le temps. Il fait sentir meilleur. I don't mean to be so mean to you this morning. But I like to be mean sometime. When good mean is mean, good mean is always good. What you think about that, Mr. Lynn? Yeah. August right on the other side of me. Such a pleasure to see you, sir.
Well, thank you. Same here.
It's a pleasure. I don't know. I guess we should have a holiday like this every other month, and maybe you would show up a little more.
Right.
Yeah. We love, I mean, like John said, I mean, you know, you're really making history for us, for you to be here today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
It's a pleasure. Seen you a lot of times, and I'm just waiting, because I know within the next hour that we're going to have that accordion, which I never knew you played an accordion, but we're going to find out today, buddy.
Well, I might find out too.
Oh, no, that's okay. We believe in you, so we're going to let Clifton talk about some good stuff like he's talking
yes,
about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Des hommes et tu connais moi, je comprends. Ça t'avait jonglé, peut-être pas bien content. Oh, peut-être pas bien aimé, dira.
toi.